Hello and welcome. This is Amanda Eloesh, and this is your Subconscious Success Repatterning Guided Image Journey. This is a great companion to go along with the book Subconscious Success Repatterning. But you can also enjoy this guided imagery journey alone. First, I want to invite you to make sure that you are in a space that is quiet and undisturbed. If you can, sit in front of an altar or a place out in nature where your soul can drop in and you can truly feel present and grounded in this journey. And no matter where you are, it's important to make sure that you claim the space that you reside in as sacred and safe. And feel your body connected with the earth. Feel the roots dropping in as you breathe in all of those connecting points that are touching the earth. Feel those roots dropping in from those connection points. And with every breath, let them get deeper and deeper. And feel a sense of being held by Mother Earth, being nourished, being supported and sustained in every moment, and drawing up a sense of that sustenance and support. As you draw this support up into the core of your being, feel the grounding that's taking place. And now, you can breathe up the back of your spine, up through the crown, and feel the branches sprouting up through the crown, the parts of the self that seek more, that seek wisdom, that want to learn, that strive to have something better. And feel yourself plugging in with any guides, healers, allies from above. Even if it's your own higher wisdom, the part of you that is unwounded, the part of you that is limitless. And feel those branches tapping in to that greater source of wisdom and drawing that illumination, that inspiration down through the branches and into the crown and feeling that sense of openness. And now as we choose to go in and connect with the subconscious patterns, the survival patterns that have kept us stuck, it's so important that we cultivate a curious mind. Having an open mind that is free of judgments, that's free of our limiting beliefs, allows us to open our consciousness and truly observe what the wisdom is. What's going on down there in the basement? And when we bring an open and curious mind, it helps all of the defenses, the resistance, and those subconscious patterns that have been riddled with fear and afraid to be seen, it helps them to drop those defenses. And so take a moment and ask your mind to be open and curious. We want the mind to be actively engaged as a sacred witness. What we want the mind to do is to be very attentive to how the subconscious is about to communicate with us. And what does that communication look and feel and sound like? We want the mind to let go of analysis, of prediction, of judgment, of preconceived ideas. We want the mind to let go of figuring it out. And this can take a little while. And for the moment, if it feels difficult to let your mind be simply engaged as a sacred witness, open, curious, and in explorer mode, you can pretend. You can pretend to just be curious, and any judgments or any "I got it figured out" thoughts that come in, just like meditation, let them float through like clouds in the sky. And so take all the time you need, and at any time during this journey, you can stop the recording and give yourself as much time with each step as you need. So take all the time that you need now to ask your mind to be open and curious and available to exploring and discovering something new. And when you're ready to move on, we can continue. So now that the mind is open and curious, we ask the heart to also be open, and its active offering as we make our journey into the subconscious is to be full of compassion. We ask the heart to also let go of judgments and negative heavy feelings that have become entangled in those judgments. Again, this may take a while, and over time it gets easier. And if it feels like you have certain feelings about yourself that are negative, that are heavy, and that are difficult to let go of, and even if it does feel easy for you to drop those judgments for this journey, I invite you to call in a compassion avatar. Now, this is somebody that you may know personally, grandma, grandpa. It could be somebody from your church. It could be somebody that you connect with who is an avatar like Jesus or Mary Magdalene or Tara. Or it could simply be a loving aura of compassion that is personified by somebody new that you call in this moment. But take a moment now to really feel yourself full of compassion, loving kindness that you can offer towards yourself as we take this journey. And feel your allies, your avatars, who can lovingly look into all of your darkest parts, all of your hidden aspects, all of the parts of the self that have felt not good enough or broken, somehow needing to hide. And be willing and able, feel yourself surrounded by people who are willing and able to shine a light of loving kindness, unconditional love, unconditional compassion towards the self. And now, as you are prepared with an open, curious mind, an open, loving, compassionate heart, we use the breath to guide our awareness, to guide this journey. And so I invite you to start to breathe in deeply. Let's take a four-part breath. So the breath comes as the inhale, as the first part. The fullness as the second part. Hold the fullness for just a moment. And then exhaling, the third part, letting it out. And the fourth part is the emptiness of the breath. And hold each part for just a moment. Explore and enjoy each part of these four parts of the breath. The inhale, the fullness, the exhale, and the emptiness. And as you breathe and enjoy each of these four parts, you can feel your body relaxing. And it's good to be as relaxed as possible. If you're laying down, you just want to make sure that you're not going to go to sleep. I like to sit up when I do these journeys. The straight spine. And really dropping in And when it feels like your body is relaxed and you're present, connected from below and from above, connected with the open, curious mind and the open, compassionate heart, you can start to imagine the experience that we want to support, that we want to heal. So whatever it is, whatever the challenges that you've been experiencing, whether it's a painful, repetitive pattern, some contradiction where you say one thing but do find yourself doing another, or that invisible ceiling where it feels like you're working as hard as you can and things just aren't budging, I invite you to call in the experience. What you want to do is access the hard feelings, the frustration. But don't worry, I'm not going to leave you there. But allow yourself to really feel this experience. If it helps to recall a recent time when you were feeling even overwhelmed with the feelings of this stuck pattern, allow it to become very full so that you can explore it as fully as possible. And take all the time you need, again, pausing this recording if you need to. And just let it become very clear. And what you'll do now, as this experience becomes clear, just notice where your body is contracting against it, where you're feeling it. So these subconscious patterns have a place that they reside in the body. And it often shows up as pain, tension, some kind of contraction that is uncomfortable. Some people can experience heat. Some people can experience a tingling. It's an awareness of where this subconscious pattern is hanging out. Some people are more visual. They see it. Whatever it is that you are perceiving, and I use the word imagery often to describe a perception that could be any of the senses. So just tune in and notice as the feelings come up around this experience, as the challenging feelings come up, notice where this subconscious pattern is residing in your body. This is the locus that we're going to bring our open, curious mind towards and the open, compassionate heart towards with the breath. And we want the approach to be gentle, and we want the approach to be slow and loving. And so I kind of imagine, as I do this for myself, and you may have other imagery that emerges that feels really good for you. So use my suggestions as merely that, a suggestion. And when I am going in to connect with these subconscious patterns for myself, I like to imagine that I'm waving a white flag, or extending an olive branch, or with the Native American tradition that I'm offering the sacred chinupa, the sacred peace pipe. Well, you want to bring in a sense, whether it's a visual, a message that's oral, or simply cultivating a sense of loving kindness. You want to make sure that your approach is gentle. And imagine if you were in the forest and there was a little fawn and you thought maybe the fawn might be injured. You wanted to approach it, whether it's injured or not. How delicately, how gently you would move towards that fawn. Your breath would be deep and steady. Your presence would be very still. And there'd be a sense of peace in your heart that you would want to bring towards this tender animal. And you want to bring that same approach towards yourself. And so take a moment to cultivate whatever the message is. It could be simply, I come with a message of loving kindness. I'm here to listen, to connect, and to understand you. I'm here responding to this message of contraction. I'm here to help. And before I jump into action, I want to listen to you. I want to understand what you're saying. What's going on with you? How are you doing? And how can I support you? So that's our intention. Our intention is simply to lovingly and kindly approach these subconscious patterns. And the resistance comes up and fakes us out if it's afraid that our approach is threatening. And so there are a few different ways that the subconscious can respond as we bring this loving kindness towards ourselves with the open mind and the compassionate heart. The most common response is usually that the defenses drop and that there's a great sense of relief that the conscious self is making a choice to come in down into the basement and to connect with these subconscious patterns. Oftentimes, they've felt abandoned and neglected and even abused by us. And our choice to show up with a loving presence can often be all that's needed to initiate a relationship that will eventually lead to these patterns opening up, stop being subconscious, moving into the conscious, and becoming immense allies and superpowers. But for the moment, we need to listen, we need to understand what's going on. Another response can be that as soon as we turn our attention to those subconscious patterns, they can have some feelings. They can be angry, they can be very hurt, and they may say some harsh things. And it's important to not take it personally. It's important to not be defensive. It's important to maintain that loving kindness, that sense of compassion, that sense of sacred witnessing and curiosity, and simply listening. Can you understand why this part of you might be hurt, why it might have some harsh things to say? Simply listen with as much kindness and compassion as possible, and look through the eyes of your compassion ally, your compassion avatar. See if you can hear and see and sense this communication through the eyes of your compassion ally. That's so helpful. And a third possible response is that there's silence, or it seems like there's nothing happening at all. And this one can be very frustrating, but it doesn't mean that this won't work for you, and it doesn't mean that you've failed. What I've found in these experiences is that it's simply a sign that the subconscious pattern is very clever, it's choosing to hide, and it does not yet feel trusting enough to allow itself to be seen and accessed by the conscious mind. And so what's necessary is to simply take a moment to be here, to be present, and to send loving kindness towards yourself and not be impatient, to let go of expectations. So knowing that these three different responses are possible, knowing that all of them are normal, and knowing that we're going in there with the intention of creating a connection, a loving relationship, we want to start learning how to dialogue with this part of ourselves so that it's no longer feeling the need to hide in the subconscious and acting in stuck, broken, painful ways. And instead, it can use these moments, these journeys that you take to connect as opportunities to communicate, to co-create, to co-plan. What are the goals? What are we working on together as a team? And it may take a while to build that sense of cohesion, trust and connection. We're about to go in now. Maybe the first time, maybe your 10th, maybe your 100th time. We always like to go in as if it's the first, with a sense of curiosity and not knowing what's about to unfold. So again, reminding the mind that its job is to be a sacred witness, open and curious. We remind the heart to let go of judgments, to be open and full of compassion. We tune in to our compassion ally, our compassion avatar, and ask if we can see through the lenses of this immense compassion and bring a sense of loving kindness towards ourselves. And armed only with love, armed only with a sense of wanting to be present, wanting to be gentle, wanting to create a loving connection and to understand what's going on down here. We now bring this collective awareness and presence with the breath towards that place that we've identified in the body where the subconscious pattern is hanging out. Now, as I breathe into the places in myself where my subconscious blocks, hide, I like to imagine that the breath has a healing color and that it's soothing. And as I bring the breath toward that part of my body, I like to imagine that the breath is going into every cell in that tight, constricted, uncomfortable place, and that the breath is giving it a nice stretch from the inside out, almost as if every inhale were filling up a balloon from the inside of that tight spot, so that it has permission to take up space. It has permission to let go and release. It has permission to soften and to open. And so I invite you to whatever visual or perception makes sense to you, to offer the breath as this message of loving kindness, this message of presence, this desire to connect and to support and to simply tune in and be aware. And I like to make sure my eyes are closed, and I even bring my gaze softly towards that part of my body. So, for example, if the tension was showing up in my heart, I'm breathing, and I like to bring the breath like an ujjayi breath. It's a yoga breath that is a soft breath that goes down the back of the throat. The tongue is at the top of the mouth and towards the front. Down through the nose, we inhale and bring that loving breath into the heart. And just imagine that the breath is helping that place, that tight place in the heart, to open, to soften, and expand. And then as the exhale comes, the exhale can be an escort, helping to release all the tightness, all the tension, all the stuck energy. And so we release that stuck energy, and we continue with the inhale, curious, open mind. What's here? What are we perceiving as we bring our attention with the breath to this part of the body? What do you notice? Are you noticing any visuals, any shapes, colors, images, symbols, moving pictures, a flash of a memory? It's okay if they don't make sense at first. Just simply allow yourself to be curious and to notice. Maybe your experience is audible and you're hearing messages. Notice what the words or the sounds or the melodies are. Maybe your experience is kinesthetic and you can feel what's happening. Maybe there's a softening, maybe there's a sharpness. Just tune in. Maybe there's a combination of sensual experiences that are informing you. Let your mind be open and curious and observant as to how the subconscious is communicating. Because the reality is that every time there's a stuckness, a repeating pattern, something painful, it's a communication from the subconscious. And it's usually communicating that it wants your presence. So that's why so often when we bring our awareness to this part of ourselves with an openness and a choice to listen, things open up and the communication starts to flow. It might be a brand new language that takes a little while to learn, and that's okay. Give yourself all the time you need with that curious mind, simply tuning in. What's the communication? What's coming through? Does it make sense? You can ask for more clarity. And so now is a great time to pause this recording and to go in and have the dialogue with the self. We're bringing the curious, open mind. We're bringing the compassionate, open heart. We're looking at ourselves through the loving eyes of our compassion ally. We're bringing a sense of loving kindness and an intention to connect, an intention to support, an intention to understand. And the way that you do that now from this point is really between your conscious mind and your subconscious. It's unique to each person. For me, I experience things in a very sixth sense way that is often easy for me to describe visually, but not always. And so I'm going to just leave this space for you to have this dialogue to explore what's happening here. And when that communication feels complete, when it feels like this part of me has communicated fully, whether it was a piece of wisdom, whether it was an urgent message, whether it was some angry messages coming through, or even if it's silence, when it feels like you've been present with it long enough to let it speak, if it's going to speak to you, let it communicate whatever needs to be communicated. Just let it come to a sense of natural completion. And when it feels complete, I invite you to just thank that part of you. Thank that part of you for showing up. And so now is a good time to pause this recording and go deep and have that dialogue. Now that you're at a place of completion, if you were present and there was only silence, you can go back into that space and simply breathe in a constant message of loving kindness. Something like, I know that it may be frightening and intimidating to let yourself be seen because I've ignored you, I've abandoned you, and I've even judged and abused you, and it hasn't felt safe. But my intention now is to bring a sense of loving kindness to you. And I want to help, and I'm here to listen, and I'm going to show up on a regular basis. I'm going to keep showing up until you're feeling safe enough to communicate with me. And I just want you to know that I'm here and I'll be back. And when you do that, make sure that you set a very specific time of when you'll return, and make sure it's an authentic reflection of something that you're actually going to do, because if you don't show up for yourself, that's going to break what little trust is there. You want to make sure that you're building trust. If there was an angry message that came through, you want to be willing and able to compassionately reflect, I can understand why you feel that way. I totally understand why you feel that way, and I hear you. And if you can repeat back the message that was shared with you, that can be very powerful, so that the subconscious knows it's actually been listened to. If the message was something that was very positive or at least very helpful, you got some insight out of it, again, you want to thank it. You just want to say thank you no matter what has come through. And you want to reflect what you heard, and you want to validate what you heard. And then you want to make sure that you set the next time that you're going to show up for yourself. So be reasonable and make sure that you choose the next time that you'll come back and do this work. Daily is the best. Twice daily is amazing, in the morning and at night. When I first started this work, anytime I found myself in a place of anxiety or fear or feeling any kind of heavy feelings, I would try to just take a moment right then to drop in, breathe in and listen, and try to see if I could just offer some loving kindness. And how can I support you right now? And as you get more and more familiar with this practice, you'll be able to do it on the fly like that. You won't necessarily have to set aside specific time, although that's still a really great idea. Once the communication feels complete, you've spent as much time as you can, making sure to say thank you, making sure to set that next time, and then make sure to follow up, and then coming back now, feeling yourself returning, feeling that support from above, feeling those branches, they can still stay tuned in to that higher source of wisdom, but connecting, feeling them, feeling those roots connected with the earth, feeling those support systems from below. And feeling your body now, feeling the edges of your skin, feeling where you're connected with the physical earth, and bringing your awareness fully back in to your body, back from the journey. And now take a moment to journal about what it is that you retrieved from this journey. If there was total silence, was there impatience or a sense of that was frustrating? You want to hopefully shift that and come back the next time with a sense of it's okay. I love myself and value this part of myself enough to spend time in silence building this relationship. If it was a negative message, you can journal about that. And how are your feelings? Were you able to listen without defending yourself? Were you able to listen with a sense of an open, curious mind and an open, compassionate heart? And if there was a message of relief, thank God you finally showed up for me, and then some insight and wisdom, what was the wisdom that was shared? So you want to journal about it. You also want to pay attention, if you can, to your dreams, because the dreams are also a communication from the subconscious. They may be a little bit more difficult to pick through and understand, but as you start to become more and more familiar, more and more connected, more and more kind with your subconscious self and all those patterns that have previously been frustrating you, then you'll start to notice that your dreams make more sense. You access them more easily, and those subconscious patterns rise up from the basement. They rise up from the subconscious, and start to become extra points of awareness and wisdom that give you more energy, more insight, a clearer mind, and things get easier. So thank you for coming on this journey. May it serve you well. Please continue to use this guided journey as often as possible to support you in accessing the subconscious patterns that have had you stuck, playing small. May they heal, and may you find the success that you've been working so hard for.